Welcome to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Today we have a very special interview with Chief on his new single and video that's just come out called Love You Like I Should. Hello Chief, how are you doing today?
Yeah, good, thank you. Well, good to be here. Yeah, it's been a great day out down here in sunny Ototahi.
That's so good. It is not sunny here at all. We've had hours and hours of rain, but I'm glad you've got a good day up there for you.
Yeah, cheers. Hopefully it clears up at some point for you guys too.
Fingers crossed, hey, fingers crossed. So, as I hear it, your single came out today, right? How has that been so far? Congratulations. How's that been?
Oh, it's been great. It's been a great feeling, hey? A lot of anticipation, a lot of work, money behind the scenes to get it up and rolling. Finally to, you know, have it put out, it's a huge relief off your shoulders.
How was the process behind it? You said that it was a huge, like, process behind releasing it. How long have you been working on this for? Like, what was your process, inspiration, writing it, everything that went into it? Tell us a little bit about the song.
Yeah, so effectively we started last year. I think to mid last year, I got together with my mentor and friend Vince Harder out at the studio, and we did a writing session, and it was really, really off of the just an almost an experiment, really. So leading up to that point, my sole focus had been just soul R&B, sort of neo soul.
Yeah.
Never actually done anything the sort of New Zealand reggae space, so
yeah,
he called me up and he said, hey, do you want to try something different? Let's try writing some different types of songs in a different genre. And I said, yeah, cool,
yeah,
I'll be open to giving a shot. So we got up there and we were looking for something to work off of. Found some sample track to put as a basis for the song itself. And just started writing. We smashed out three songs nearly in one whole day.
That's pretty impressive.
One of those songs was. Yeah, thank you. I mean, most of the process was Vince Harder, amazingly talented, absolute wizard behind the instruments and the production side of things. But we wrote that song and we pretty much put it in the vault for a little while, just sort of anticipating when to release it. So of the three songs that I have out released, it was there in the mix, and it was really, really fast process. Just pulling on the essence of the song itself, what we wanted to put forward. We had a beautiful piece which we can now share with everyone.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great song. You can tell all the work that you've put into it. What was it like working with Vince? Like you said, he was a massive part of making the song. Like, how was it working with him? Because he's a longtime friend of yours, isn't he?
Yes. We've known each other since about 2018.
Oh, that's pretty good.
When I first came into contact with him.
Yeah.
And since then, I've done a bit of work with him, a bit of work with Stan Walker, and some friends in that circle.
Yeah.
So I've been involved then, but only just started working on making music as of early last year. Together. So getting into the studio was absolutely just humbling to begin with, but also as I said, it was just so fluid. It was so easy working with him, being able to lay down some of the bones for the song, which I was able to write. We just clicked, we got to work, we got to mahi, and we got those songs out of the way. So it's such an amazing experience. I'm super grateful for.
Yeah, for sure. That's so cool. And you said he pushed you into a different direction than what you would normally go. What were the influences behind that? You said you're listening to a few sample tracks. Can you give us any other influences on this track?
Yeah, so the sample track that we ended up using as a foundation for this song and one of the other songs we wrote was I think it's Ashanti's I'm So Into You. So we used the chord structure. We just sort of rearranged the chords little bit, tempo, and we added a few other different things that, you know, people would identify as sort of New Zealand reggae. We wanted to give something a bit more upbeat because the other two songs were a bit more in the slower category. One was a real heartfelt ballad.
Yeah.
The other one, pulling on cultural roots. Mm. And we thought this one has got to be a bit more upbeat. It's got to be a bit more summery.
Yeah.
That you can, you know, vibe to enjoy.
Oh, for sure. And you can totally tell that when you're listening to it as well. What was the message behind the song that you wanted to convey? Was there any personal influences you wanted to put into it? Like, how did you get... What's it about, basically? Yeah.
Yeah, so the song Love You Like I Should, it's based on me and my lovely wife. Back when we met, we were teenagers. Funny part of the story is I was that shy guy who never had the confidence to actually get out and introduce myself to her. I introduced myself to her later on, but
yeah,
that was on letting her know that I was there, but I was way too shy. So we've known each other for about 20 years.
Oh my gosh.
We went to primary school together.
And crazy.
That is crazy. Been married for 7, but yeah, Love You Like I Should is a reflection of the guy that I wish I would have been.
Yeah.
The worst of circumstances, or you know, whatever it was, the challenges that I was facing at the time, to have that confidence to step forward and take a chance on love, that's the type of message that I wanted to put out forward in this song. So in the face of adversity, there's a guy who just absolutely won't let anything stop him. And you can see that in the story we put together in the music video that we've also released.
For sure. Well, tell us a little bit more about the video. What was the process behind it? So the story obviously follows a guy pursuing his love. Can you tell us a little bit more about the video?
Yeah, so the video itself came together. It was an idea that I sort of birthed, I'd say probably about a couple months after we'd finished writing the song. A good friend of mine, Ben Toitoi, and his beautiful fiance, Gemma Reed, both of them are dancers. Ben and I work with on the side in barbering, and they do TikTok dances together. And I seen some of the choreo, and I seen some of the pieces they put together, and I thought to myself, man, if I was ever to depict sort of the message of the song in a beautiful way, I'd love to have these two on board. Fast forward up until December last year, when we finally actually put everything together. We got the funding.
Yeah,
we got approval for. We contacted Ben and his fiance and asked them if they could be a part of it to put the message. So yeah, we did that, and we also had the amazing, talented Ethan Harris on board from Lucent Films, who did an incredible job. Him and his partner came on board, and they were able to pretty much create the scenes that we wanted. I drafted out a vision of each of the different scenes and scenarios that would wrap around the song.
Mm-hmm.
We only had a bit over 2 minutes to work with, so it was a bit tough, but we managed to get there. And in terms of location, where I work in my day job as a barber, it's a beautiful cafe just across the road, Mykonos Cafe. Brother Panos, he was able to allow us to use his space for shooting. So everything sort of fell together really perfectly that day, when we were like, cool, we need to get a location. We need to make sure we have, you know, people to be the centerpiece for this.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, get the filming stuff out of the way as well. So it was a hard day.
Sounds like itself, a big one.
But it was full of fun. It was full of a lot of fun, and it was the first time for a lot of things for everyone. So yeah, it was great.
That's so cool. It sounds like it's such a big family, friend, community-based song and piece of work that you've put together, which is so, so cool.
100%, 100%,
Have you got any final thoughts, comments, anything you want to tell the listeners about Love You Like I Should to wrap us up?
Love You Like I Should. Get on your streaming platforms, whichever it is that you guys prefer. Check it out. Love You Like I Should is a song that I hope everyone can sort of relate to in one way or another. And I hope you guys do also enjoy the music video and have a wonderful rest of your week too.
Of course. Well, thank you so much, Chief. This has been great. Love You Like I Should. out today. It's excellent. I've got it here streaming for you guys. Love You Like I Should by Chief. Enjoy.
There ain't no mistake. I feel what you feel, girl. It's real. Embrace. Fall into the pace of your heartbeat as we dance the night away. Escape. Let me show you what this love can do. Ooh, if you open up your heart.
Open up your heart.
Make it last more.
Thanks for listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There are heaps more at r1.co.nz.